Wicca is often about doing a lot of internal work, but part of that internal work has to be to create our ability to actually be present in the external world. Wicca is about the sacredness of nature, and to really know and connect with nature. We have to be capable of being in nature and knowing and observing, coming into our senses about what we're experiencing. So another daily practice that I recommend is to find a place, even if it's your backyard or your front stoop, where you can spend even a few moments each day simply being present and observing nature around you. Not working with your internal imagery, but opening your eyes and looking at the world that's actually happening. And it's amazing to me how many of us who even who love nature will go out into nature and wander through the woods or through the most beautiful places. And I've done this a million times myself, where what happens is that nature becomes a kind of scenic backdrop for my own thoughts and my own obsessions or my own running through my mind how mad I am at so-and-so or how worried I am about such-and-such. It's really a good practice to be able to be in nature and simply be in nature or anywhere else. So try this. Find yourself a place where you can be, again, somewhere out in the natural world. And again, this might simply be your backyard or a park if you live in the city, somewhere where you have some physical security. And take a moment and go through the grounding exercise. And now, when you're grounded, I'd like you to consciously bring yourself into each one of your senses. And to do this, first close your eyes, because our eyes are the sense that we most often depend on. And let's start with the sense of touch, of feeling. And just as you breathe, notice the feeling of the air on your skin. Notice how your body feels, touching the earth, the weight of gravity, the feeling of clothing on your skin, maybe the place where your arms are resting against your legs. Really consciously bring yourself into that sense of touch and take a moment and give some gratitude to the universe for all that we learn through touch. Now, as you breathe, you'll notice that you're starting to smell things. And imagine you could sniff the air with the nose of a dog. The 100,000 messages that your nose is telling you about where you are, about what's around you, what's growing around you, what season it is. As you breathe in, again, give gratitude for what we can learn through our sense of smell. And that sense of smell might awaken your sense of taste. Maybe you can literally taste the air. And as you breathe again, give gratitude to the universe for all that we know through taste, all that we take into our bodies. Now let yourself pay attention to what you hear. Do you hear the voices of birds? Do you hear the sound of the wind through the leaves, rustling the branches? Do you hear voices or footsteps? Do you hear traffic? Just be aware of all you can hear. Open your hearing wide, as if you had the ears of a deer that can turn and swivel and take in the slightest little sounds. And give gratitude for that sense of hearing. And now open your eyes. Look at the world around you. The light, the color, the shapes, all the information that comes to us through our sight. Notice what you're seeing. Notice the interplay of light and shadow. And again, give gratitude for sight, for all that we can take in through our eyes. And now as you breathe and ground, let yourself move a bit through your space, gently and softly. And notice how it feels to take in that information, to be in motion, to be in a dance with all that's going on around you. And then as you breathe and come to stillness, take a moment and let yourself be aware of all the information you're taking in from those senses that go beyond our five physical senses. All that your intuition can tell you, all that your subtle senses can tell you. And give gratitude for our ability to take in through those senses as well. And to really practice this meditation, you need to give yourself some time. You want to go sit in nature and really start to hear the birds or the animals. You need to really take half an hour to sit there, to let things settle back into the state of calmness that they are before you, the human intruder, comes in and disrupts them by moving and sitting. But if you do it regularly, you'll be amazed at what you see around you. You'll start to actually pay attention to your senses, to the voices of the birds, to the feeling of the plants. You'll start to hear that communication that all of life is always doing. You'll start to hear the speech of the trees and the birds and the frogs.